Okay, Chevra. The sugya of Davar Charif is not that simple to get to the bottom of, and effectively there are two, maybe three Gemaras that are very relevant. The first Gemara in the sugya of Davar Charif that we'll discuss is our Gemara on Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, going over to Kuf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, and even over here it comes up in two different places. First, the Gemara says, Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, the Gemara speaks about a ka'ara shamalach babasar, that you're not allowed to eat roseach on it. If you have a plate that you use for melicha, you can't put hot anything on it. And tznon shechatocha b'sakin mutar l'achlo b'kutach. But it's known that you cut with a knife, you're allowed to eat a b'kutach. And the Gemara explains that it's efshar l'mit'ameh, meaning that you could taste it. And al yedei the te'ima, it's going to be mutar. So Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, the first time I encounter tznon shechatocha, the way the Gemara seems to conclude is that Ti'ima will help to permit it. It's efshar l'mitamei, as opposed to the ka'ara that absorbed the dam, that it's e'afshar l'mitamei, because it's treif. But the tzanon, you can taste it, and therefore it's going to be okay. Frek the Gemara, what do you mean it's e'afshar l'mitamei? Use a kfeila. Zak the Gemara, there ain't no kfeila. Somehow you live on Nebuch, a deserted island with no gayim, right? What can we do? It's like an unfortunate life, there are no gayim around, right? There's no kfeila. That's the first sukya. Then the Gemara continues, like you skip like, I don't know, 15 lines. And the Gemara says that although nat bar nat is going to be mutter, that dogim shalom b'ka'ara is mutter l'ochlam b'kutach, nonetheless it's known shechatocho b'sakin is usher la'achlo b'kutach. This is true only of tznon that agab chorfe bala, the charifos, creates some belia, but does not apply to kishus. Kishus, you have to be garir. Garir probably is garit. Probably means that like you scratch it off a bit. Lifta is permitted. Silka is aser. Right, that's all on Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, going over to Kuf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, that there we say that by tzinon, agav chorfei bala. There are two opinions in Rashi that we already encountered when we did the Taisvis. If you remember, Taisvis had a discussion about nat bar nat ayadei bishul, and the opinions who aser nat bar nat ayadei bishul say that there's a kol shekein, that tzinon is going to be aser. So kol shekein nat bar nat ayadei bishul is going to be aser because it absorbs more ayadei bishul. And then the Balei HaTosfos rejected that and they said, one second, but according to the opinion in Rashi, that the tzinon is cut with a dirty knife, so memela, it's not analogous to the case of nat bar nat, where the pot is clean. Right? This is the Hakdama Rishona, the first two Gemaras that we have to deal with, or the first one Gemara in two places. The next Gemara that comes up in terms of understanding nat bar nat is Avodah Zarah on the Lamed Tes. The Mishnah of Avodah Zarah Lamed Hey mentions that the following items of Goyim are Usar, including something called Kort Shel Chiltis. One of the guys told me that Chiltis is called Astra Malinga or something. There's like some big name. It's like super duper sharp.
Someone has it here.
Seriously?
Gabe Gross bought it from South America.
I have to see it.
But he bought a power pack. Yeah. The power has less pungent apparently than the actual root.
Acetodita.
Whatever it is. It's intense stuff. I think the Lushan of the Maharam of Wittenberg in the tour is that like it basically pierces your intestines. Something like that. Which is kind of, you know, you shouldn't know from it. It sounds pretty bad. So
I was saying that it does that to animals. You can treat
this
animal because they can't digest it, but
not human.
Who said this?
I assaulted. He tasted it.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm still
alive. So that is chiltis. The Gemara, though, has an interesting nusach. Remember, the nusach of the Gemara with respect to Tznayin is Agav Chorfei Bola. With respect to Chiltis, the Gemara says Agav Chorfei Dechaltisa Machlilei Shamnunisa Vehevelei Kenaisen Tam Meshvach Va'asar. The Lashon HaGemara Navodah Zarah Lametes is the Charifus of the Chiltis will reinvigorate the Shamnunis. Machlilei Shamnunisa. That's the girsa that we have in the Gemara. It happens that this is the girsa that Rashi has. Taisvis seems not to have that girsa. Taisvis seems to have a girsa, Agav korfei dechotisa hevolei kenesin tam shevach. Now, what that means is that according to Rashi, the din of chotis is only true when there is real shamnunis there. No? If you have a clean knife and all you have in that knife is balua, so according to Rashi, the halacha would not be true. According to the girsa that Rashi has. The Ritva, by the way, notes that there are two different girsaos in the Gemara. Now, what's also true, according to Rashi, what, Ike?
Is it possible that you never really know if there's shamnunis because of the like ridges?
So again, the problem is that the Gemara, the last Gemara in Avodah Zarah, speaks about something called a good knife, which doesn't have any ridges. Right? There are things in the world called good knives, no? Sakin, Matzaloshin, Sakin Yafe, She'in Bagumos. Hey, that exists. That's the last. A shchita knife also, yeah. An ochanami, a shchita knife has to be, although that's only the side that you use to actually chef. The other side of the knife, maybe not, but okay.
Okay, but at least there has to be a
The concept of a really smooth knife without any pigimus at all obviously exists, absolutely. Now, it's also meduyak in Rashi that Rashi is saying that if not for the fact that the charifus of the chiltis would reinvigorate, so the shamnunis, that's agabe hasakin, would be considered nosin tam afgan. Meaning shitas Rashi is that I have a musag of nosin tam afgan even on something that is ba'ed. This concept is found in Simon Kuf Gimel Se'if Hei. There are two opinions in the Mechaber, it's like a Machlokes Rash Ben Re'ah, about whether the Musag of Nosin Tam Lefgam applies by a Dover that is Be'en. And Rashi would say it does apply. Now if you look in the Ritva there, in Avodah Zarah Lametes, the Ritva says our Karchachot has to be talking about that there's a dirty knife. Because if the knife is mamish clean, so the stuff that's balua in the knife is like a nevela serucha legamre, and it can never be reinvigorated. That's already a wild idea, no? It can't be reinvigorated. It's mamish serucha legamre. Once you have a dover that's pogum inside the knife, it could never possibly be reinvigorated, because it's like Nevelas Rucha. Now that's of course also Toloi in the other Machlokas Rash Ben Re'ah about whether Balua Betoch HaKeli is Geshmak and it just comes out bad, or whether even the Balua Betoch HaKeli is bad. The Ritva's question that he's asking, or the Ritva's Holchacha, that we have to be talking about Shamnunis on the knife, and therefore even Be'en can be nosin tam lefgam, that is coming from the assumption that when it is balua, by definition, the balua is already pagum, as opposed to the shitos that the balua, right, that's on Daf Yutes, as opposed to the shitos that the Daf Yutes in the Taras Habayis, as opposed to the shitos that the balua is geshmak. So that's all connected to this sugya. So effectively, we have a sugya of chiltis. And chiltis, the Gemara says, as others understood by Rashi, or according to Rashi's Girsa in the Gemara, that the davar that is be'en would be pogum, and agav the charifus of the chiltis, it will reinvigorate it. By the way, we had this yesod that a davar be'en can be pogum. We had it in the last simen, in the simen Sadihei Se'if Dalet. If you remember, the mechaber developed his own razzle-dazzle idea that Afer is a pogim. And as we noted, as the Shach pointed out, that Afer being pogim is not found in any traditional Jewish sources, even the Beis Yosef doesn't quote it. And the Taz asked on the din that Afer is pogim from the case when you throw a bar of soap into some food, and the soap was made with chalif. So how come there's a discussion that it's going to be pogum or not pogum? How come there's a discussion that should aser if Afer is pogum, it should not aser at all? The Maharil only permitted it, says the Taz, because it was a kid who threw the soap in, and the kid might not have any nemanos, right? This is what the Taz commented. So it comes along the Nekudas HaKasef. Nekudas HaKasef, the Holy Shach, writes that one second, maybe there's a difference between a little bit of tarfis that Afer is pogim, and a lot that Afer is not going to be pogim. And the Shach writes, Kahagavna, in Simen Kuf Gimel, Se'if, hey. Right? Which basically emerges is that there seems to be a Machlokes HaRishonim here in Avodah Zarah Lametes, and it's a machlokas hafoskim lahalacha as to whether a davar be'en, if you have a tiny amount of a davar be'en, can that be considered pogum or not? The Shach seems to be inclined that shita is not in Gansin rejected. That's what emerges.
Is that only when it's cut or crushed, or even if it was started out as a tiny piece?
Again?
Is it only when it was cut or crushed? Because we saw Shit Rashba. I'm not sure if you read
it. So we'll talk about that Shit Rashba in a minute. That's relevant to the question whether it's Doraisa or the Rabbanon. So you want to say maybe there's a difference between...
It's only when it's crushed or cut.
So then it might... Then the tiny amount...
Then we'll say it's pogum. It's already... The act of cutting or crushing somehow can make it...
As opposed to when it was never crushed, just a tiny bit mitchila. So I don't hear a svara for that.
I thought that's...
I mean,
the
Prima Godem speaks about a similar svara in terms of the Doraisa versus the Drabonon element that we'll talk about in a few minutes. I just don't know if there's a ticha, if there's real be'en on it. The question as to whether a tiny amount of be'en can be considered pogum or not, whether a tiny bit of be'en can be considered pogum or anything that's be'en is by definition... anything else in this definition, not pogum. I don't know why that would be totally in whether it was crushed beforehand or not crushed beforehand. I don't really hear the svar if there's be'en, right, whether it's pogum or not. I don't really get it.
Because the Rashba had this line that it became pogum, and we were trying to figure out why it was pogum.
So,
the pizza
that came from Tarnago, whether it was, talked about the fact that it was
pogum,
whether it was
menu
or not.
The Achbar case, that's what you're discussing?
Achbar?
No.
Which case are you discussing?
It's
Tufshin. Crush an egg, then you put it in a...
Oh, so you're talking about a different Shubhas Rashba that I was talking about. That's why we weren't connecting. Can the Shubhas Rashba, if I crush an egg and then what?
Then you put it in a...
Crush an egg.
You
crushed
it inside a
tarnago,
or you put it inside
a bus or a mortar? It was crushed in a dairy, in a dairy crusher thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mortar.
Yeah, mortar. And then...
crusher thing, yeah.
And then you put it, you want to eat it with meat. And he said,
An egg?
Yeah.
The egg is not charef, presumably.
Right, there's also tavlin.
It's crushed with tavlin.
With tavlin, yeah. So now I want to eat it with meat.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he said it became pugim. It's already pugim. And once something's pugim, you can't make it not pugim. But...
even though there's tavlin.
Right.
Okay.
So the question is, why is it pugim? So we just thought maybe because it's crushed.
Oh. Or because it just tastes bad. The sum total of it just tastes really bad.
Why?
That's the mitzvah. It's a lousy tasting egg.
It sounded like it became pugim.
Egg salad is disgusting.
You're talking about the bleo from the mortar is pugim, or you're talking about the actual egg is pugim? Bleo from the mortar, rather. The chalavi.
I think he was talking about the egg.
Again, I'm not sure. We'd have to. I'm not sure I understand what you're saying. So we'll have to hold off on this. Okay, but let's go on. So the first discussion that we have is whether there is shamnunis, whether shamnunis is considered a davar pugam on its own, which seems to be the two girsaos in the Gemara. And then we also have two mahalchim in Rashi as to how to understand the case of tznon, whether it's a dirty knife or a clean knife. Right? So far, we're just outlining the different sugyos. Now, there seems to be three separate issues that come up with respect. There are three separate issues that come up with respect to the din of davar charev. Issue number one is the lashon hagemara on Kuf Yud Beis that agav chorfe is bala. The charifus makes more of a bliya, and therefore, by the tznayin, it's going to be usher, even though the dogim sha'alu b'kaira is going to be mutter. There's more bliya, or there is bliya, however you want to say it, with the charifus. The other sugya that comes up is the sugya of nat barnat, which is also found there in Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, Kuf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, that the Gemara is speaking in the context of Dogam Shalom B'Kaira, in the context of Nat Barnat, and in that context, the Gemara speaks about Tznon Shechatacho, which would sound like it's some sort of exception to the rule of Nat Barnat. Again, whether this is true or not, I'm using too many words, not, but the question as to whether this is true is dependent on those 2 days in Rashi, as to whether Tznayin is an exception to Nat Barnat. The third sugya is the sugya of Nosin Tam Lufgam, and that's that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, although that Gemara is only speaking about Chiltus. Now, the question is, yes?
Should we assume that Chiltus is more chamor than other forms of davar charev?
So the answer probably is yes. Chiltus, as we spoke about like a few minutes ago, can pierce the stomach of an animal. It's like really powerful stuff. You shouldn't know from it. However, the real question that we have to address is whether davar charev is a scale or a threshold. Meaning, do I assume that there is a musug that things become charif beyond a certain point, and therefore anything beyond that point is dino ke charif and will have even the same status as chiltus? Alternatively, we could say that davar charif is operating on a certain scale. And the scale of davar charef would mean certain things are more charef than others. And if that's the case, yesh lehistapik, whether dinim apply to the other types of charef. Especially the din of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that the nosen tam lefgam is somehow reinvigorated, does that apply to other things or not? Which, as we know, is a machlokes harishonim. The Torah here quotes from the Maharam, that's Dav Gechiltis, but the other rishonim say no. And this question seems to be addressed in the Balei HaTosis on Kuf Yud Beis, the fact that they make a point that even Shumin, creation, and Betzalim is going to be an issue. It sounds like they're coming la'afuke, those opinions, like we'll call the Maharam, that it's not an issue. However, the Balei HaTosis are saying it even with respect to the type of Dover Charif that's found in Kuf Yud Beis, which is Dover Charif with respect to Bliya. It's not at all clear from the Balei HaTosfos that they would assume that Shuman and creation is going to be a Dover Charif in terms of Machli Leila Shevach. And in fact, Tosfos finishes off Tzarech Iyun. If the Sakin is Mekulach and it's Eino Ben Yomo, whether it will be Machli Leila Shevach Kimo Gabi Choltes. So Tosfos is really mesupik about that. Nekuda, the Maharam is a Dabar Pashut, that it's not. The same question as to whether Choltes is applied everywhere is over the background of the large Machlokes Harishonim in Ar Sugya about the extent of the Bliya by Charef. There seems to be three Shitas Harishonim. The Rosh assumes that Charef is only Boleya, a Kedei Klipa. The Ravid assumes a Kedei Netila. The Rashba seems to contradict himself between what he wrote in the Aruch and what he writes in the Katzer. Right? This is all found in the Bais Yosef. The Rashba and the Aruch seems like he's deferring to his Rebbe, the Ravid, that it's only Kedei Netila. And the Rashba in the Katzer sounds like he's concluding it's Asar Bekulo. And there's a Machlokas Mechaber in Ramah about whether it's Asar Kedei Netila. That's the Mechaber's position. The Ramah assumes that Bidiyeveg, you can rely on Kedei Netila, but Lechatchila, you should assume it is Asar Bekulo, no? The sheet of Kedei Klipa does not make it at all. Now within the Rishonim, they deal with the question that everyone seems to be assuming that Chiltis Alko Ponim will be Asa Bekulo. The question is, why is Chiltis Asar Bekulay? So, the Rosh writes, if I understand it correctly, Simon Lamed Aleph, the Rosh writes that Chiltis, the Gemara calls a court shel Chiltis. I have no idea what the word court really means. It's not Q-U-A-R-T. What is a court? It's apparently some little graining. Some little grain, nachon. It's chopped very fine. Which means, according to the Rush, fundamentally, Chiltis is the same as everything else. Narvas, they're chopping it very fine, and that's why it's Asar Bekulay. Every little drop of Chiltis is going to be Asar, because they chopped it very fine. The Rashba, the way the Rashba presents the sugya of Kortshel Chiltis, the Rashba writes, here, this is Gimel the Beis, Dalet, Amen Aleph. The Rashba writes that it's going to be Asar Bekulay. Again, this is the Rashba's own Shita before he defers to the Ravid. It's going to be Asar Bekulo, and he writes, because it's Dumya, the Kortshel Chiltis. And the Rashba also is saying that it's Dumya, not only in the extent of the Bliya, but in the extension of Charif to other items. The Rashba who says it's also Bekula, you write, Tavlin and Sha'ar Devarim HaCharifin. The Rashba says that Davar Charif applies to anything, right? He says Tsunayin, Chiltis, and Esrog. Right, Esrog is Charif, that's Beferish in the Gemara also, that's the last Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara speaks about that two people, one guy is named Bati, apparently he wasn't particularly religious, and the other one is an Amora, what was his name? Mar Yehuda. And Bati, they both go and they eat by Shvar Malka, and Shvar Malka brings an Esrog to eat. And first Shvar Malka cuts some and he eats it. Then Shvar Malka cuts some and gives it to Bati and Bati eats it. Right? And then Shvar Malka sticks the knife in the ground 10 times and he cuts an Esrog and gives it to Mar Yehuda. So Bati gets all upset. He says, what's the matter? Only Mar Yehuda's Jewish. Only for him do you have to stick it in the ground 10 times. For me, you don't have to stick it in the ground 10 times. So the Gemara basically has two approaches. Either Shvar Malka answered, no, I know that Mar Yehuda's Jewish is religious and he only eats really kosher things. I don't know that you're not so religious. The other approach in the Gemara is, oh, I know what happened last night. Right? It's not the last line in the Gemara. I know what happened last night. Apparently the night before they sent some women to the apartments of both Bati and Mar Yehuda, and Bati admitted the women and Mar Yehuda didn't admit the women. And the Gemara says that because Bati admitted the women, so presumably he's not going to be so machbid on Dinim of Davar Charif or Dinim of Tarfas. Now, what exactly is the Isser, that Shvar Malka, who's a guy, is cutting the Esrig? So the Rashba is saying, well, obviously you see that an Esrig is also Charif. And it's not clear in that Gemara, by the way, whether the knife is clean or not clean. No? And was the knife used within 24 hours? Nothing is really known about that Gemara, but that's the third sugya in Shas. We have Tsunayin, right? Chiltis and Esrig are the three things in Shas about Davar Charif. The Rashba extends it to everything, because the Rashba holds a Chiltis is epis, a template for everything else. And Hu Hadin, the Rashba is inclined to extend it even that it's Boleya Bakulo. The Rush also feels that Chiltis is a template, but he says it's not going to be Asar Bekulai. Although for the Rush, it's not clear whether everything will be Asar. The Ravid, who says that it only Asars Kedei Netila, so L'cha'ora, the Ravid is not being Medame Chiltis to other things. And therefore, Hu Hadin, other items would not be Asar, which is in line with the Shita of the Maharam. And the Ra'ah, there on Gimel Amid Beis, Dalet Amid Aleph, the Ra'ah on the Bedek HaBayis, basically assumes like this. But then the Ra'ah says even more, the Ra'ah says an unbelievable Chiddush, where he says basically the only time there's going to be a problem with anything is if the knife is dirty. And you could solve all problems in Judaism if you just wipe off the knife. That's the Ra'ah's Shita. And the Rashba takes the Ra'ah to town. First of all, the Rashba gets mean. He says, my dear Ra'ah, you can't even write Hebrew. You're a ta'ab alashayn, right? And that's the Rashba and the Mishmeres Habayis. And then the Rashba says, oh, so you're being machil nevelos utrefis tekla Yisrael, because you're telling, right? The Rashba knows how to hit hard, because you're telling people that all you have to do is wipe off the knife and everything is going to be kosher. Like, one second, if that's the case, how come by chiltis it's a problem? Well, it could be that the Ra'ah holds chiltis is a problem because chiltis is worse than anything else. Haraya, the Ra'ah agrees with the Ravid that all other Dvarim Charifim is also Kedei Netila, and Kenzayin the chiltis is also Bekulai. That there is a fundamental difference, as opposed to the Rashba, who really equates chiltis to everything, and he says, one second, if Right? Chiltus is equal to everything. How come you don't just permit chiltus, are they wiping it off? Well, the ra'ah/ra'ivid would say, well, I can't permit it by wiping it off because that's chiltus, and chiltus is really bad. Chiltus is worse, right? And again, like the girsa that Rashi does not have, it's clear in the Gemara that chiltus or aser, even though it's wiped clean. Mr. Ben Keen.
The Gemara of Odesara, wasn't the case that once it was wiped down, needs to be karka 10 times, then it was kosher? So it has to be in that Gemara that it was a kamadish amunis.
No? Maybe. Or maybe that the need to be karka, that sort, it serves as some sort of hechsher on the knife. That the Itza Bekarka Kasha is not just that it makes it clean, but it rubs off the outermost layer of the knife. And if the knife only absorbed, let's say, a Kadei Klipa, so Ayadei Ne'itza Bekarka, you would get the Kadei Klipa off.
Well, then the Tavra Harf isn't the Kulo, because it only is going to answer the...
Right, if Davar Charif is going Bekulo, so then the Itza Bekarka would not help. That's what you're saying?
I think so.
Unless it's made. That's a good point. In other words, the Itza Bekarka seems to only work to remove that outermost layer. Maybe Klipa, maybe you do it 10 times, it removes even the Netila. But it would not help by, if it's by Leia Bakulo, but then again, that Gemara is also talking about an Esrog. And Ken saying that an Esrog is not by Leia Bakulo, unlike a Chiltis, which would be.
Right, it's a problem for the Rashi, and it's not a problem for anyone else.
Didn't we say the Rashi said that an Esrog is the regular Zerker?
Right, the Rashi says Esrog is. The Rashba assumes that Esrog.
One second.
According to the Rashba, all Daruch Harvest is the same. Right? So the Akasha is, how come the Itza Bekarka helps? Right, if it's Balea Bakulo, how does an Itza Bekarka help? That's your kasha on the Rashba.
Yes.
So again, the Gemara says that an Itza Bekarka only helps to cut cold items.
I'm sorry?
The Gemara says that an Itza Bekarka only helps to cut cold items. Is an Itza Bekarka going to help? One second.
But.
Okay. Wait, how does it help if it was Usur Bekulo beforehand?
Meaning you don't think that you could use that knife to cut.
But one second, but Maman of Shach, right? The knife that the guy uses could have become treif al yedei heat. And it could have been Aser Bekulai according to everybody. So how does the Ne'itza Bekarka help to allow you to use the knife to eat an Esrig if the knife was Mamish Treif beforehand? Unless we know that what? That the only thing that will come out in the Esrig is that surface level. And that surface level we get out, Ayidei Ne'itza. And the stuff that's Balua deeper, I'm not worried it will come out, are you, they're cutting an Esrog.
Which is against the Rashba. No?
No.
No?
In other words, maybe the entire knife absorbed beforehand.
Okay.
But are you, they in the Itza Bekarka, I remove the tarifus from the top of, from that top layer of the knife. And the stuff that's more deeply absorbed won't come out. Why won't it come out? That's your kasha. The stuff that's more deep.
Unless the Rashba is saying that there's a chiluk between how much Davar Charif is
gets in and how much comes out.
How much it's able to go there,
yeah. Right.
Is that what it is?
But the problem is that this is like the Lushan issue that the Ra'a picks up on the Rashba, and the Rashba, right? In other words, the Rashba's Lushan is that it is Mavliya. Not just that it's Boileya, he says Mavliya.
Okay, so Mavliya means not. A Davar Charif is not Mavliya, but it's Mavliya?
No, well, Mavliya and Mavlat Lachaur is the same thing. But Boileya is different than Mavliya.
Okay.
But Mavliya and Mavlat should be the same. In other words, you're asking a very good kasha. You're asking, how come, according to the Rashba, that everything is bekulo, so how does the ne'isa bekarka solve the issue? We have to think this through. I don't know. Have to think this through. Okay. Let's go weiter for a few minutes. We're creating some problems. We'll have to try to solve them. Whether Te'ima helps by a Dover Chareth. So the Gemara says on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the first piece in the Gemara, speaks about the pot that they use to get the blood out. You shouldn't use it for Reisayach. But the Tzinon Shechatacho, so you can use it. Zok the Gemara, that's only Ayyidei Te'ima. Right? The Gemara says that's known, Te'ima helps one. Now, this, however, is not abundantly clear. It's clear that the Rashba paskens Te'ima helps. However, as the Shach notes in Oshei, the idea that Te'ima helps is not found in classical Rishonim, meaning the Rambam, the Smag, the Smak, the Mordechai, they don't mention that Te'ima helps at all. And the Shach in the Sefer Ha'aruch of the Shach basically has a read of this Gemara that the Gemara at first is saying Te'ima will help, and then the Gemara moves away from it. In other words, in the middle of the page on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara is assuming that Te'ima is going to help. However, when Chizkiyah wakes up on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis and he paskins that Tzinon Shechatach B'Sakin is going to be Asur La'Ochlo, Chizkiyah never says that Te'ima is going to help. Chizkiyah answers it categorically. And if he answers it categorically, that means that Te'ima won't help. And says the Shach, that's why the Rambam never quotes the Din. Effectively, the Gemara is moving away from the Heter of Te'ima. And then the Shach notes that this question seems to be a question as to whether Sinoin really receives Tam, and if it really receives Tam, so L'cha'ora Te'ima should help. However, it's also possible that the Chachamim were matzrich some sort of hechsher, and if the Chachamim matzrich some sort of hechsher, Ken Zayin, they assered the Tzinoin in Gansen, Ken Zayin, that the Chachamim assered the Tzinoin, they're matzrich that you have to be machshir the Tzinoin, and even Te'ima will not help. The Shach writes, Kevon delav betama tal yamilsa. So therefore Te'ima won't help. And then he suggests that maybe the Nekudas HaMachlokas over here is the same as the Nekudas HaMachlokas as to the extent of the Bliya. If you hold like the Ravid, that it's only Baleya Kedei Netila, so then Te'ima will not help. Because the din of Kedei Netila is not a din in Tam. If it would be a din in Tam, so then it would aser Bekulo. If it asers Bekulo, then Te'ima will help. So effectively, the Shach is saying, the Shach here in Sifkatin Hey is arguing that Te'ima should not help, according to the Maskana of the Gemara, because the din of Dover Charif is not really a halacha in Tam. The din of Dover Charif is a halacha in the Chazal or Matzrich Kedei Nativa. Now, this is true only at the first stage of analysis in the Sugya. Then the Shach quotes, well, the Maharshal says that L'chatchila you shouldn't do Te'ima, B'di'eved it will help. And that seems to be the way the Shach paskins, and he quotes it, the Teres Chatos of the Ramah paskins that way as well. The Prima Godim says that the Taz assumes this way, L'halacha, the Taz in those bays. But what that really means is that there's a certain lack of certainty within the Shach as to whether Dover Charif is really a din of Tam or whether it's a new halacha. If it's a new halacha, so there's a kula and a chumra. The kula that it only goes kedei netila, and the chumra that te'ima will not help at all. Bidiyevet. We're going to say, oh, Dover Charif is really a din in Tam. But in the L'chatchila stage, we are conceptualizing Dover Charif completely differently, saying Dover Charif is not a din of Tam at all. Dover Charif is a new halacha. Again, you'll have to read the Shach in the Sefer Ha'aruch. I totally missed the Shach, like the first bunch of times I learned this, because I was just reading the Shach in the Shach. He's mitzayin what I wrote b'sifri, which means in the Shach Ha'aruch, and over there he is suggesting that Dover Charif might not be a din in Nesinas Tam Ki Hu Zeh.
If it's the day of the din in Tam, or a din, then why would it not ask for if that's the or then?
So I think what the Shach is saying is working within the Ramah, that the fact that L'chatchila it answers Bekulo means, and this, it's a funny sort of L'chatchila and B'diyeva, right? Because it's L'chatchila and B'diyeva that's totally changing the conceptualization, which is not the way it usually works, right? It's a very funny application, but at least the principle that Dover Charif might not be a din in Tam, it's just the formal isser that Chazal put into place, I think is really interesting. Yes?
So if you say that it's not a din in Tam, but for all the people that say that it's stuck in Dover Charif in another Tarugas, would just say that's like a function of not like a Tam issue, but like what's a view to or something?
Something to that effect, okay. Yeah. And it would seem that this question is two opinions in the Pischei Tshuva in Simen Sadi Hei. The Pischei Tshuva in Sadi Hei discussed whether the din of Dover Charif is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanon. That's Sadi Hei Ostalin in the Pischei Tshuva. He quotes that the Tshuva of the Knesset Yechezkel assumes it's a din d'rabbanon, but the Panim Iros says that it's d'oraisa. The Panim Iros brings a raya that's d'oraisa. We'll talk about what that raya is, I guess, next time we learn, because it doesn't work enough time today. Then he quotes that the tshuvas of the Shibas Tzion, that's the son of the node of Yehuda, the Shibas Tzion says that, what are you talking about, whether it's d'oraisa or it's d'rabbanon? Obviously Chazal felt that you could taste it. If they felt that you could taste it, of course, it should be awesome. And I'll tell you about. Meaning the Shivas Tzion's Hochacha, that's a din d'oraisa, is because obviously the fact that Chazal said it's usher means that there's Tam. Right? That is working in a completely different direction than what this Shach is entertaining. The fact that the Shach is entertaining that Dover Charif is not a din in Tam at all, that's mamish the opposite of what the Shivas Tzion is saying. Again, the Shach is the Chiddush. The Shivas Tzion, I assume, is a Davar Pashut. The Megillah Sefer notes that why is it so Pashut that just because there's Tam it's going to be Aser? Maybe this is what we'd call some sort of Tam Kolosh, something akin to what we spoke about by Nat Bar Nat, no? That it might not be a full-fledged din of tam, and therefore maybe the question is whether that type of tam is doraisa or derabanan. This issue, of course, is relevant for the suffix that the Ramah quotes. The Ramah says if I have a suffix, if something was cut with a knife or is cut with like a hatchet, so it's going to be mutter. The Shachan Sif Katan Yud Beis says, one second, it should only be mutter if it's a suffix, if it's charein. But a suffix on Tzinon, who says it's going to be mutter? Right? Now, part of that question seems to be whether it's doraisa or derabanan. I don't think I have enough time to develop this idea. We should have a mincha, and we should have a good Shabbos, and try to figure out what's going on in Judaism. Okay.